Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Dan Gretsch is away. A little while ago, the team from the NPR and PRX show State of the Reunion was here to do an episode about Miami. They travel around the country, and one of the things they do is ask people to write a letter to their city. This letter to Miami is from the writer Edwidge Dantica.
Dear Miami, I just left the funeral of Luc Lemorin, a 15-year-old Haitian-American boy who was killed on the side of one of your highways. By the sound of the joyful singing inside the Liberty City Church, you would have thought it was a revival and not a homegoing, as the funeral service was called. Miami, you have been Luc Lemorin's home for his entire life, but it sure hasn't been easy. Luc's mother is in jail, and his father was recently deported to Haiti for a crime he was acquitted of. Miami, please forgive me for starting out my letter to you like this, and not with a well-deserved praise song to your gorgeous tropical weather, your world-class hotels, your golden beaches. But one of the things I love about you, Miami, is that in addition to your housewives and basketball wives, your vices and burn notices, you are so full of other stories. You are the beacon city and the dreams of refugees as they are becoming delirious after days and sometimes weeks at sea. No wonder 60% of your residents are foreign-born. Miami, you still remain the only city where I was once sitting in a home and a bullet came through the back door. When the crime scene investigation officer came, go CSI Miami, I asked him if he thought someone was trying to shoot us. And Miami, when someone's trying to shoot you, he said, you know it. I took that to mean, Miami, that you don't have many secrets. Maybe that's why novelists and other storytellers love you so much. No one will ever be surprised that you are both dirt poor and filthy rich. And I'm not just talking about money, either. You are rich in stories, too. Stories like Luc Lemorin's and so many others. Kembela Miami. Love, Edwidge Dantica.
That was A Letter to Miami from the author Edwidge Dantica. It was produced by Tina Antolini. Tina's the producer of the NPR and PRX radio program State of the Reunion, and this letter is from an hour-long episode they did about Miami. You can find out more about that on our website, WLRNunderthesun.org. The music in this piece is called Oscar by the group Tosca, with the singer Anna Clementi. As you might have already heard, Under the Sun is about to release a CD. It's being pressed as we speak. It's from our live show with Lip Service, 8 true stories about life in Miami, told by the people who lived them. You can find out more at WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.